From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Elias Sorich reports for the Times Union that in Ulster County, from Kingston to Saugerties and over to Phoenicia, 99% of adult ash trees have died as of last year because of the emerald ash borer, an insect native to East Asia that was first detected in New York State in 2009. Charles Canham, senior scientist emeritus at the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies, says it is only a matter of time before most of the ash trees in New York and North America are gone. Canham said, and I quote, "At this point, most adult white ash across its entire range, which spreads from northern Maine out to Oklahoma and Texas, I expect most of them to die. Some will survive because the insects won't find them all. Isolated individuals will survive, but I would not be surprised if we lose 80 to 90% of adult white ash trees." End quote. Most of the dead trees are still standing, and when they fall, they may cause more problems. Jason Denham, a forester with the State Department of Environmental Conservation's Bureau of Invasive Species and Ecosystem Health, said, and I quote, "It's a big problem for private landowners, for utilities, for anybody who's managing public areas, and I think it's going to continue to be a big problem for quite some time. There are a lot of ash trees around hiking trails, picnic areas, campsites, home and power lines. I've talked with private homeowners who have 30 dead ash trees on their small property. It's not financially feasible for them to have them all taken down," end quote. And the trees did provide air quality help and heat mitigation, but won't when they die. Canham said, and I quote, "We've only got 15 to 20 common tree species in the northeastern U.S. We're whittling that list down. Every decade, we're losing another player on the stage. I find that both ethically and ecologically alarming," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. David Lee reports in the Columbia paper, Representative Mark Molinaro said conflicting statements about local broadband recently. Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, said in a press release, and I quote, "Rural communities can no longer be an afterthought. For too long, rural communities in Columbia County, Greene County, and across upstate New York have had to deal with significant gaps in internet connectivity and deteriorating infrastructure," end quote. So many people locally lack internet service. But then June 2nd, at the Ghent Firehouse, Molinaro said, and I quote, "I want to commend Columbia County and former Congressman Delgado, who worked together with Assemblymember Barrett very effectively to move both your planning process forward and investment. Now we are not in the last mile, but the last 100 feet, end quote. The New York State Public Service Commission broadband map says Columbia County is 95.9% covered, but others say things are not so good. Andrew Liddell, Dean of Student Development at Columbia Greene Community College, said that in a survey conducted last year, 27% of students at the college reported that cellular and internet access at home was a barrier for them. Read more about this story in the Upstater. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that New York State Assembly lawmakers will return to Albany June 20th for 2 days of legislative work. A source familiar with the discussion said on June 13th. Several bills were passed by the state Senate in the legislative session, but not voted on by the Assembly, such as a ban on releasing radioactive wastewater into the Hudson River. The Assembly could vote on these bills and send them to the governor for a signature or a veto. The Assembly is also looking at finalizing a deal for a casino for Seneca Nation near Rochester. Another bill being considered would extend subsidized health care coverage to New Yorkers without legal status living in the state. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.